After painting in oils Prince Charles' portrait, I rose early at 4 o'clock one morning on Seal Island and wrote the following poem. I call it simply The Prince of Wales. Here it is. This royal prince, placed by destiny apart from men, though worthy of less noble birth, whose ancestors indubitably provide him and us with famous and familiar examples of royal lives, affecting for good or ill countless millions of people who lived, worked, loved, and who inevitably departed from this ageless earth. May he emulate the finest of his breed, revealing thus, within his one person miraculously, a combination of their virtues. Boadicea's resistance, Edward I's prowess, Richard the Lionhearted's idealism, Robert the Bruce's resilience, Henry V's oratory, Elizabeth I's father's glamour, and her obstinacy, the attractiveness of Prince Charles Edward Stuart, the determination of George II, the longevity of Victoria, the diplomacy of Edward VII, the goodness of George V, with his second son's mastery over debility, forgetting not the devotion of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. May his life be blessed. God inspire him to true leadership, making his life and ours stimulating, fruitful, worthy, peaceful. Let his light so shine that all men will say, truly, this is a prince amongst the people. Sometimes the shortest, sweetest poems convey the most. Here's one to, I think, illustrate the point. One stanza only, entitled simply, For Friendship's Sake. Here it is. Old times should never pass so far, they cannot be recalled. There's unmatched sweetness comes to mind each summer, spring, or fall. Let's take a while, each now and then, till kindness brings them back again. Nothing else quite takes their place, nor warms within our deepest space. So let's remember, let's recall, old times, old friends and all. Scotland's Western Isles have inspired poets, artists, writers and composers since time immemorial. Here's a short poem I wrote entitled Islands of Beauty. Islands of beauty and mystery, how, with only words to use, can I express what you mean to me? Islands of clouds, mountains fair, paint I for a million years, your beauty's inviolate, beyond compare. Islands whose sunsets touch the heart, heavens made manifest for all to sense, to know with God, with each and all apart. Islands unique, so dear to thee, always, now and forever be, nearer with God to me, in dreams, as in reality.